The two major party candidates have already come through Wisconsin in this year's campaign, and they're planning more stops before November. An analyst at the St. Norbert College Survey Center says the campaigns have good reason to travel here. Wendy Scattergood says the poll indicates it could be another very close race.
John Kerry's ahead, 46-40, but that is within the error margin.
The poll also shows independent candidate Ralph Nader with 8% of the vote. In 2000, some Democrats accused Nader of draining away enough votes to hand the presidency to George W. Bush. Scattergood says the spoiler label might fit in a state like Florida, but not in Wisconsin. Gore won this state, though narrowly, by roughly 5,000 votes. Still, if the respondents who said they're going to vote for Nader actually do vote for him, Scattergood says the Nader factor will be alive and well again in 2004.
And right now what we're seeing is that within the error margins, you know, with Nader with 8%, if the election were today and this were the outcome, then it would be pretty similar to what we saw with Al Gore. I mean, he carried the state, but by a small margin.
Another 8% of the poll respondents said they're undecided. As for the president, his approval rating has fallen compared to last spring's Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey. 45% of those asked said he's doing a good job, down nearly 10 points from spring of 2003. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.